Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Ches Tzadi. We are on page 144, and we are going to discuss Dine Ner Havdalah, the halachos of the Havdalah candle. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mevarech al haner borei ma'ori ha'esh. The bracha that we make on the ner on Motzei Shabbos is borei ma'ori ha'esh. Im yeshlo, if you have a ner to make a bracha on. Ve'eino tzarech lachzor acharav, but you don't have to go searching for a ner. If you have it, you make a bracha, that's great. If you don't have it, you don't have to look for one. Ve'hani bili b'motzei Shabbos. That's all true on Motzei Shabbos. Aval b'motzei Yom HaKippurim yesh omrim shemechazer acharav. There are those who say that if it's Motzei Yom Kippur and you don't have a ner, then you have to go searching for it. So we'll see exactly the chiluk between Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom HaKippurim. The Ramah says, Mi she'ein lo kos lahavdil, one who does not have a kos to make havdalah, kishiroe ha'ish mevarech alav. When he sees the fire, he sees a ner, he can make a bracha on it. V'chein ha'besamim, and so too besamim, they're not directly connected to the kos. They were established to be set ala kos, but they're really independent brachos. The neshama yisera leaving us warrants the burning besamim. And the ner, as we'll see, fire being invented, Motzei Shabbos, gives us the bracha borei ma'eish. It was put together with Havdalah, but if you don't have a kosher Havdalah, you can say those brachas on their own. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Mevarech al haner, Mishum detchilas b'riyaso havei b'motzei Shabbos. Like we just mentioned, fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. K'damrinam b'psachim dafnun dalet, like the Gemara tells us in Psachim nun dalet, the Motzei Shabbos nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu deya ba'adam harishon. A Motzei Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam harishon some das, v'tochan shtei avonim zo bazo, and he ground together, he rubbed against each other two stones, v'yotzeh mehen or, and fire came out from there. So that's why we make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, commemorating the invention of fire, which was on Motzei Shabbos. The Hodim Mevarachim b'Motzei Yom HaKippurim, Af Kishe'ein Ochal b'Motzei Shabbos, and that which we make a bracha on the Ner on Motzei Yom Kippur, even when it is not Motzei Shabbos, that is Mipnei Shehu Ke'ein Havdalah. That's because the fire that we're making a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur is like Havdalah, Shekol Hayom Hayo Osir L'Hishtambish Bazeh. All day of Yom Kippur, it was us to use fire. Shekol Hayom Hayo Osir L'Hishtambish Bazeh Ha'or Af L'Ochel Nefesh. You're not allowed to cook on Yontif. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Kippur like you are on Yontif. And therefore, all day you were not allowed to use this fire even for Ochel Nefesh. V'lo kemo b'shar Yom Tov, not like other Yom Tovim. The Achshav Mutter, and now when Yom Kippur ends, it becomes Mutter. U'lekach das ha'yesh omrim detzarach lachzar achrov kemo l'havdala. That is the understanding of the Yesh Omrim that says in the Mechaber that one should go after a ner on Motzei Yom Kippur. And that's because, although Motzei Shabbos, it's because fire was invented Motzei Shabbos, but Motzei Yom Kippur, the reason we're making a bracha is because we're trying to be mavdil between the fire that you were not allowed to use on Yom Kippur and the fire you are allowed to use now. So it's like Havdalah, just like you have to go and search for Havdalah, you would also, according to that shita, be searching for a ner by the Havdalah of Motzei Yom HaKippurim. Sivkotan Beis, the Mechaber said the bracha that we make, as we know, is Borei Ma'ori Ha'ish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dekam and Nahora Ika Banura, because a fire has various colors, Levona, Aduma, Vieruka, there's white in there, there's red in there, there's yellow in there. Vim Omar Ma'or Ha'ish, if one said Borei Ma'or Ha'ish, instead of Ma'ori Ha'ish, Das HaBach, De Lo Yotza, Afilu B'dievet, the Bach holds, you're not Yotze, even B'dievet. V'im Omar Bora Ma'ori Ha'esh Lashon Avar. If instead of saying Bore, which is the present tense, you say Bora that he created in the past tense, Yotza, then you are Yotze. Sivkotan Gimel. We said in the Mechaber that Motzei Shabbos you do not have to be searching after a candle. V'eino Tzarach Lachzor Acharov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, She'ein Mevarachin El Lezecher Shenivra Ha'or B'Motzei Shabbos El Kanal. Because after all, the only reason we're making the bracha Motzei Shabbos is to commemorate that it was created on Motzei Shabbos. The Alkain, and therefore, Yuchal Levarech Al HaKos Afilu Beloner. Therefore, you are allowed to make Havdalah Al HaKos even without a candle. Umosai She is Damin Lo Achakach She Yireish. And then sometime later, when you come upon seeing a fire, Ve'yehone La'or, and you get Hana from the fire, Yevarech Borei Ma'ori Ha'ish. Again, it was put together with the Havdalah, but it doesn't have to be with the Havdalah. It really has no Shaychus to Havdalah. They're just brachos that we make once a Shabbos, we put it all together on the coast. But if you're ready to make Havdalah and you realize you have no ner, that's fine. You make Havdalah. When you see a fire later, get close enough that you can get Hana, as we'll discuss, and you make your bracha of Borei Ma'ori Ha'esh. However, if you make Havdalah al Kos without a Ner, you can still make the bracha on the Ner later, but make sure it is still Motzei Shabbos. The Ovar Zmano. But once it is after Motzei Shabbos, the time has passed. Like we'll see later in Siman Reish Saditess above. So the bracha, like the Besamim is only Motzei Shabbos, the bracha on the Ner is only on Motzei Shabbos. It doesn't have to do with Havdalah. It can be later, but it must be on Motzei Shabbos. Sivkotan Dalad is going to Ramah. The Ramah said, Mishain lo kos lahavdil, one who does not have a kos for Havdalah at all, when he sees the fire, he makes the brach on the fire, and so too by the Samim. Again, the same idea, they are not really connected to the Havdalah. Says the Mishabura, V'im Mishar, she is damin lo kos balayla. If a person evaluates and he feels that he will get a kos later on that evening, on Motzei Shabbos, V'rotze lilmot kodem sheyavo liyado hakos, and he wants to sit down and learn by the candlelight and get benefit from candles, without a kos, right? Verotze lilmo kodem shiyavu liyado hakos, before the kos comes, he wants to already get benefit from candles, but he thinks he'll get a kos later on. So mitzad agon rekiveger bechidushav shelo yivarech ata laner. He should not make the bracha on the ner when he's first going to benefit from the ner after Shabbos. V'tov yoser shiyasadrim al kos. It's better that he orders everything on the kos. So again, if you have no kos, you make a bracha on the ner by itself. But if you feel that you'll get a kos in 2 hours from now, even if you're going to be using candles before, don't make a bracha on the candle. Wait until you get the kos. Make all the brachos together ala kos. That is what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abiz. Mitzvah min amuvchar luvarech al avuka. It is a mitzvah min amuvchar to make the bracha for Havdalah on a torch. V'yesh misha omer, there is a shita that says, shin ein lo avuka, if he does not have a torch, tzorech lahadlik ner acher l'tzorech Havdalah chutz me'aner ha'miyuchad l'hoyer b'bayis. In those days, obviously, they had candles giving off the light in their houses, so if you don't have an avuka, don't use l'chatchila, the candle that's already lit in your house. Rather, you should go after another candle and not to use the regular existing candle. Make a nicker that it's for Havdalah. The Ramah says, V'ner she'esh lo shtei psilos mikri avuka, any candle that has 2 wicks, and we'll see the details in the Mishabura, that's already called an avuka. As we know, our Havdalah candles have multiple wicks. Says the Mishabura, Sivkot and Hay, ideally, the bracha should be made al avuka. Sha'ora rav, it has a great amount of light. V'tov lahader she'iyah shel shava. And it's good to see to it that the Havdalah candle is made out of wax. Now, if you look at note number 7, an interesting point he points out, the motzoi yom ha-kippurim, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, shenirish she'ein tzarech avuka. This din of an avuka is the din of motzoi Shabbos. And motzoi yom kippur says to Shlomo Zalman, you do not need to have multiple wicks. Mishum she'davka b'motzoi Shabbos she'ikar ha-brocha hu liskor b'riyas ha'esh tzarech ribui or. When we're trying to commemorate the creation of fire, there's an inyan to have a ribui or, and there's an inyan to have an avuka. Ma she'en kein b'motzoi yom ha-kippurim, which is not the case of motzoi yom kippur, she'ikar ha'adloka hu laharo she'esh she'hoysa asura ad ko. Hutra. There, like we just mentioned, we just tried to show the fire that was usher during the day on Yom Kippur now became mutter. But ze esher shadai benerim silacha. So if that's the case, you're just trying to show that which was usher is now mutter. So whatever fire you had, even if it was only of 1 wick, that's good enough. It's not like we're trying to show off the fire and celebrate the fire. V'husav, and he adds on, shemikom mokom afilu kashemavarech al ner bal psila achas yivarech borei ma'ori ha'esh b'loshen rabim. The very important point, says Shlomo Zalman, even if you're making a Havdalah on Motzei Yom Kippur, on a ner that has only 1 wick, the bracha doesn't change, you still make the bracha b'loshen rabim of borei ma'orei ha'esh. Let's go back to the Mishabura, we're in Sivkot and Hey, the second line. Od kasa b'shem sefer chasidim. It is brought down b'shem the sefer chasidim. De lo yikach atzei de mishchan. One should not take oily wood, shekorin kin, which is called kin, b'loshen Ashkenaz, mipnei sherecha ra. You shouldn't use this kind of candle for Havdalah because it smells bad. V'nira dahainu osan shenishma mehen reach rashel zephis. It appears that this is referring to the one that gives off a smell that is like pitch. V'hinei le'el b'simen reish samech dalet isa. We learned earlier in reish samech dalet degam b'ner shel zephis gufa madlikim ilal Shabbos. We learned even a candle that's made out of zephis, it's made out of pitch, you can use that for your neiro Shabbos. V'chein b'itron shebevadei reich ha'ra. And so too by itron, which is another material that also for sure has a bad smell. Afilu hachi hayu madlikim bo. You were allowed to light these types of materials for neir Shabbos. Ilav mishum shema yaniach v'yetze b'emtza asuda. The only problem we had is that if it smells so bad, you might leave the room, and then you're going to end up eating your suda without candles. That's not supposed to be happening. So therefore, only because of that concern, it was a problem. But be'etzem, lighting the candles for an Ner Shabbos that smelled bad wasn't a problem. U'bevadai lo'odif or avdola she'ein tzarech lachzor acharov miner Shabbos u'chova. So how could it be that Sefer Chassidim is saying that a candle that smells bad is not allowed for avdola, which is certainly not as chamra as Ner Shabbos, Ner Havdalah, we just said you don't have to run after it. Ner Shabbos Avadah, you have to search for it. So how could it be that we're saying the bad smelling candles are not allowed for Havdalah, but they are okay for Ner Shabbos? So says the Chavetz Chaim, v'ulai de kavonas ha-sefer chassidim, maybe what the sefer chassidim means is, she'ein zem min ha-muvchor av she'oro rav. That it's not the choicest the material to use, even though it gives off a great fire, mipnei reicho hara, because of the bad smell. Avalo griya mishar ner she'enu avuka, but it's no worse than any other candle that's not considered an avuka. It means it loses its credit as an avuka, the fact that it smells bad. But it's still allowed to be used, it's just not the best way to use it. Don't think you're chapping the avuka by using this bad smelling thing. Gambe prima godem kosav, shim ein lo ner acher yochel vorechel. Prima godem writes as well, if you have nothing else, avad, that you can make the bracha on these bad-smelling Havdalah candles. Sivkatan Vav. The Mechaber said, if you don't have an avuka, you have to light another candle for Havdalah besides that which you have in your house. Mishum heker shulashe mitzvah. The reason you want to light another candle, not just use the candle that's lit in your house, you want it to be recognizable that it's being done for the mitzvah. V'niren, it appears, demari ba'ofen she'enu yochol l'karev es haner hazel l'ner shebebeisu. We're talking about a case where for some reason it's impossible to put the two neros together. The one that you're doing special for Havdalah and the ner of the bayis, you can't join them together. The ilav hachi. Because if that wasn't the case, then you could just join them together as one. Hare yochol l'kayem mitzvah avuka. You have right there an avuka. An avuka is two wicks. So if you're lighting a candle from the candle in your house, just put them together. So it must be that you're not able for some reason to put them together. So therefore, don't use the regular candle in the house, but light another candle and use that one where it's nicker that is becoming special for Havdalah. Sivkatan Zayin Letzarech Havdalah, light the other candle Letzarech Havdalah, V'chol Zehu Rak L'mitzvah Ba'amah V'lo L'ikuva. The fact that you're lighting a new candle special for Havdalah is only a special mitzvah, but it is not ma'ake if you certainly can make the bracha of Bori Morei Eish on the candle that is already lit, giving light to your house. Sivkatan Ches, we ended off with the Ramah that says, Aner Sheyesh Lo Shtei Psilos Mikri Avuka. Here's a very important Mishnah Berurah. We said in the Ramah, two wicks makes it an avuka. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Stam Ner Shebegemara Uposkim, a Stam Ner we're discussing the Poskim, whether it's Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, a Stam Ner that we're discussing, Hainu Ner Shel Shemen, as we know, we've seen the picture of Mishnayos, there are cups of oil with the wick sticking out of it. The Kamashmo and the Chiddush over here, the Ramah is, Dekeven She'oroseyen Magien Zela Zelamala. You have two wicks that are separate on the bottom, but together the flames join forces on top. Have avuka, so they become an avuka when the flames join forces on top. Ubiner shalonu, but our candles that are made out of wax. Imunach shom kama psilos. If you put various wicks together, have kamo psila ova. That's like one thick wick. Ve'eno chashuva avuka. That's not called an avuka. I'll finish with Shabu and then I'll explain exactly what he's talking about. However, in Mafri Beneim Shava Uchela, but if each wick is separated by wax or by fat, Kigoma Shaosa Mishava Shaneros Kluim Yacha, like we have the ones that are really braided together, separate pieces of wax that have a wick inside and we braid them together for a Havdalah candle. Oshin Madvik Yachat Shtei Neros Lahadodi Beisa Bracha, or you stam attach two candles together at the time you make the Bracha, Zeu Gamken Chashav Avuka, Avada, that would be called an Avuka. You should see to it that the fires reach each other and they join together, the Os Chashav Avuka, then it's Navuka. So there's a place that we go in the summer, there's a candle making factory, and my children make candles there, and the people in the place, they know about from people, and they make Havdalah candles. But it turns out that these candles are exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, which is not an avuka. They somehow, I was never there with the kids, but they put a bunch of wicks together and they make different designs in the wax around it. So when you look at the candle, it looks like a Havdalah candle. There's a lot of wicks, but really all the wicks are joined together. That's not an avuka. That's what we're looking for. Not the preferred way. That's like a regular candle. That's not the l'chatchilu way. What we're saying is l'chatchilu is our Havdalah candles, that we have different pieces of wax around the wick, and then you're weaving together or braiding together all the pieces of wax, and each wick is separated by wax. There they just put all the wicks together and then they wrap the wax around it. That's not called an avuka. That's not the best way to make havdalah. So it looks geschmack. It's a beautiful flame. There's a lot of wicks there, but it really all counts as one wick. It doesn't have the shame avuka like a regular havdalah candle that's woven together different pieces of wax that has their own wick inside. Okay, that is the end of Sif Beis. Let's go right to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Nohagim lihistakel bekapos hayadayim ubitziparnayim. We know that when we make the bracha, we had a discussion last time whether you make the bracha and look at your fingers afterwards, or you look at your fingers and make the bracha afterwards, but the minhag is to look at kapos hayadayim, that is the palm of your hand, ubatziparnayim, and your fingernails. That's what the Mechaber says. You look at the palm of your hand and your fingernails. The Ramo says, V'yesh liros b'tziporne yad yamin. You should be looking at the fingernails on your right hand. V'lechos hakos b'yad smol. Like we discussed last time, if you're a righty, so you have the kos in the beginning in your right hand, the besam in your left hand, for the bracha on the besam, you put the kos in your left hand, and you make the bracha on the besam in your right hand, you would keep the kos in your left hand for the bracha on the fire, and you would look at your right hand. That's what you're supposed to be doing. If you're lefty, you might have to switch around a little more. But if you're a righty, so then you already have the kos in your left hand for the besamim, so you keep it there, and you make the bracha on the fire, and you look at the fingernails on your right hand. The Ramo says, V'yesh liros b'tziporne yad yamin, v'lechos akos v'yad smol, v'yesh lichvov ha'etzbos l'toch hayad. You're supposed to bend over your fingers into your hand. Sha'oz roa ha'tziparnayim imakapos v'asachas. That way, when you bend your fingers over, so you're able to see your fingernails and the palm of your hand together. You go like this, you're able to see your fingernails and the palm of your hand together. V'lo yire p'nei ha'etzbos shebefnim. But you shouldn't be looking at the inside of your fingers. So when you look at your hand, your fingers should be closed over your thumb, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, closed over your thumb. That way you see your fingernails, and you see also below the fingernails, you see the palm of your hand. That's what the Ramah tells us. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sekot and Tes. Nohagin lihistakil. Hatam, the reason why we are looking at our hands, our fingernails, the palm of our hands. Dehabainan shiyucha lahakil laoro ben matbeya lamatbeya. The real halacha is that you want to be able to be getting benefit from the light. You want to be close enough to the light, as we'll see in other shiurim, that you're able to make a bracha, that you're getting hanah, that you want to be able to differentiate between different coins. Ukidla kame, like we'll see soon. Ulakach nohagim lihistakel b'tziparnayim. That's why the minigas look at your fingernails. Liros imyucha lehonos laoro. To see if you're able to get benefit from the light. Ulahakir ben matbeya lematbeya. To differentiate between different coins. Kemoshe makir ben tzipor and lebasar. In other words, the same way that you could differentiate between two coins, we're not necessarily holding coins, but we're holding our hands. So we're looking at our hands and we're differentiating between the fingernail and the flesh of our skin. That's what you're doing. You're trying to look and see that you're close enough to get hana, that the light of the fire is giving you enough hana that you're able to differentiate between your fingernails and your basar, and that would be the same as bein matbeya lematbeya. V'od, another reason why, shatzi parnayim hein simen bracha, looking at the fingernails is a sign of bracha. Shehein paros v'ravos la'olam, fingernails are always growing. They don't stop growing. We always want to grow, so it's a sign of bracha. They look at your fingernails, a sign of growth. The gam mistaklum bekapos yadayim. You're also looking at the palm of your hand. Sheyesh b'sertute hayad simen lehisbarech bo. This already gets a little more heebie-jeebie, but you see on the lines in the hand, there are signs to have bracha from. So the fingernails are a sign of bracha because they're always growing, so we want to always grow. But looking at the palm of the hands, there's also the lines over there, and there are simen lehisbarech bo. So that's a little bit more of a reason why one is supposed to be looking at his fingernails and the palm of his hand by Havdalah. Sivkotun yud lichbof ha'etzbos. We said you bend over your fingers. Hainu harbo etzbos agav ha'agudol. Like we said before, the four fingers bend over the thumb. Your thumb is not visible. The inside of your fingers are not visible. You just see the outside of your fingers, your nails, and you see the palm of your hand and the lines on the palm of your hand. Sivkotun yud aleph. Is going on that which the Ramah said, Sha'oz ro'at ziparnayim im kapos v'bas achas. You're able to see by bending your fingers over your thumb, you're able to see your fingernails and the palm of your hand as one. V'yesh nohogin lifshot achar kach harbo etzbos v'liros me'achareyim ala ziparnayim. Some have a minug, after going like this and bending the fingers over, they then turn their hand around and look again only at the outside of the fingers to see their fingernails like this. So they start off like this, and then they go like that. But at all times, you're not looking for Kabbalistic reasons at the inside of the fingers. You're only looking at the palm of your hand and the outside of your fingers and your fingernails. So you start off by going like this, you see a palm of your hand with the fingernails, and then some of a minute to go like that afterwards. But it seems to come out that he's discussing, there are those who say to do it with both hands, but it seems to be from the Mechaber, the Ramah seems to say that you're bedafka looking at the right hand. I'm going to stop there, but there are a couple of interesting notes that one can look at on his own time, and that is when it comes to Yontif time, when you're putting together candles for Abdullah, if you should put them together, if that's a problem of an Isra on Yontif that you're causing wax to drip down, if you could separate them afterwards, exactly how you make Abdullah when it's Motzei Shabbos into Yontif, when we're doing Yak Nahaz, you make a bracha on there. There is Yak Nahaz candle, but they were doing it for many years before the Yak Nahaz candle. Is it better to put the wicks together, not putting wicks together? Is it an Isra and putting them together? Is it an Isra and separating them? What exactly do you do? That is a lengthy discussion over here, note number 8 and note number 9. One could look there for his own unpleasure when he has time, but we'll stop here and continue with Sif Dalet and Mirtz Hashem next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.